AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump spending the night at Trump Tower in Manhattan. Tomorrow, he's to be booked and arraigned on charges related to hush money payments. Sagar Magani has more.
It's an unprecedented chapter in American history, the first ever president to face criminal charges. But Trump aides are betting it could boost his chances of winning the White House again. One says the campaign has raised some $7 million since word of the charges broke last week. His lawyers see it all differently. They're asking the judge to ban images of the arraignment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden visited suburban Minneapolis today, contrasting his agenda with, quote, the last guy who had this job, highlighting job growth and investments and pushing clean energy.
Now, if you grow up in Minnesota, or you go to a school in Minnesota, you can stay in Minnesota. The Midwest is coming back screaming. Good jobs. And raise a family on it.
A major oil project on Alaska's North Slope can move forward as lawsuits play out.
A federal judge has rejected requests to halt work until challenges to the Biden administration's recent approval are resolved. The decision means ConocoPhillips, Alaska can forge ahead with cold weather construction work, including mining gravel and using it to extend a road towards the Willow Project. The U.S. District Court refused requests by environmental groups and Alaska Native organizations to delay construction related to Willow. The judge said support for the project by Alaska political leaders, including state lawmakers and Alaska's bipartisan congressional delegation, was a key factor in the decision. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Saudi Arabia and other oil-producing countries say they're going to cut production. That sent oil prices higher Monday, U.S. crude jumping $4.75 to settle at $80.42 a barrel. This is AP News. Samples taken from the moon have revealed a renewable source of water there that could possibly be used by future explorers. Jackie Quinn has this story.
Lunar samples brought back from a Chinese mission found tiny glass-like beads embedded in lunar dirt, where meteorites had smashed the surface. Inside these beads, formed by the cooling of melted material, were minuscule amounts of water linked to hydrogen in the solar wind. One researcher in China, whose findings were published in the journal Nature Geoscience, says there are millions of these beads, which could be mined to create a source of water, but admits it would take lots and lots of beads to make just one glass. And it's not known if that water is safe to drink, but it is something worth exploring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.